Let's pray. Spirit divine, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That this gathering shall live up to its name. That your people shall share the benediction and enter into unlimited favor. That your people shall gather again here a year today with testimonies from the God of increase. I pray that you shall take control of the entire service. And at the end, dear Lord, we vow to give you all the praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for healings and miracles in this place. Thank you, Lord, for increase. In Jesus' name, amen. Somebody shout unlimited favor. Somebody shout the God of increase. I am trying to understand how these two work together. Cannot spread this for this delegates. Unlimited favor and God of increase. I'm speaking to you on the increase of God and your expectation. Can you say it after me? The increase of God and my expectation. Our conference is the God of increase. When God begins to do things, and we are referring to the things, we will say the increase of God. Whenever God joins himself with anybody or anything, that thing ceases to be ordinary. You didn't hear me. Whenever God, not the president of a country, not the kings of countries, whenever God chooses to align himself with anything, be it a movement, be it a person, be it an organization, be it a career, anything, when God decides to align with that thing ceases to be ordinary. One of the specialties of God is increase. God is a specialist increaser. That when God joins himself with you, you are no longer a commoner. Say, I'm not a commoner. You become royalty. Say, I'm royalty. Anytime God associates himself with anybody, your status changes from average to royalty. I prophesy to 10,000 people listening to me right now that you are about to graduate from ordinary to extraordinary. I speak unto 1,000 people listening to me right now that by the God of increase, your status is changing from a nobody to a somebody. This increase of God, it can be numerical increase by numbers. It can be financial increase. It can be increase in your womb. It can be increase in good health. It can be increase in impact in your career. I am saying that the increases that God brings to us are diverse and in every area of our life. Unlimited favor, which is the next thing the prophet spoke about, is not a human effort. Whenever favor is by human effort, it means you have done some things, you have compromised on some things. You have given your body to the man, that is why the manager is giving you a position. That is not favor. But favor is an attribute from God. You understand? Favor, when it becomes ceaseless, I always try to address the topic. He says unlimited favor. So we are talking about favor that cannot be characterized. Favor that cannot be quantified. Favor that is ceaseless. Today, favor. Tomorrow, favor. Next day, favor. Next year, favor. Double favor. Double honor. That is unlimited favor. that kind of favor, when it comes upon you, then you must know that you have entered the realm of God's increase. And that you have been fully endorsed by God. When a man is endorsed by God, when a man is supported by God, he receives unlimited favor. Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 4. He says, God also bearing them witness, both in signs and wonders and diverse miracles. My emphasis is on the first line. God also, somebody say God also, bearing them witness. I prophesy to 1,000 listeners today that you are about to have a witness, and it will not be the witness of a man. It will not be the witness of a politician. It will be the witness of God himself. May God bear you witness in your career. May God bear you witness in your ministry. May God be your witness in your marriage. May God be the witness in your finances. He said, God also bearing them witness. That is an endorsement. It means God puts his signature on something to let men know that I am part of this thing. I receive the signature of God. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Bible says in Job chapter 8 verse number 7. He says, though thy beginnings be small, yet your latter end shall greatly increase. I am confused at the words of Bildad, the Shuhite friend of Job. Because a man is frustrated. A man has lost everything. A man is confused. Yet Bildad looks at him and says, though your beginnings be small, yet your latter end shall greatly increase. How does small beginnings become great? How do you have insignificant beginnings turning out to be very impactful? How does the micro become mega? The small become big. The invalid become valid. How does it happen? The answer is in your team. By the increase of God. I said by the increase of God. I said by the increase of God. Tonight I prophesy in the name of Jesus. That any little thing in your hand is about to receive this increase. He says, yet your latter end shall greatly increase. In the name of Jesus. What God is about to do, it shall not be by the work of any man. Please be seated. I am warming up into the thing. When God is about to do in your life, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5 to 7, Paul and Apollos had entered a place to do a work. The increase was so great. People started talking. Is this because of Paul? Is this because of Apollos? Paul came to them and said that it is neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters is anything, but God who gives the increase. Can I preach it to you? Increase is the specialty of God. If God were a doctor, he would be a specialist in increase. Anything that God joins himself with, it grows. I want to see them cry. Anything that God joins himself with, it grows. It grows. Either in numbers or in value or in anything, it will grow. It will grow. He says that it is not Paul or Apollos. By the end of today's service, when you will say the benediction, God will start something in your life that people will begin to say, was it because of his uncle? Was it because of that connection he knew? Was it because of this man? And you will look at them and say, no. Neither is it my connected uncle. Neither is it that my brother in the States. This is by the increase of God. Increase. A man was born blind. Jesus healed him. People knew the man was blind. They knew. Can I flow to you? People knew that the man was blind. They knew so much he was blind, but when Jesus healed him and they saw him, they started saying that maybe it is him, maybe it is not him. Or truthful. How do you know a man without eyes? And yet when the eyes were fixed in the socket, you said maybe it is him, maybe it is not him. That is how people are. When they see your next level, when they see the new thing that God does in your life, they question it. They are unable to take that thing So they begin to say, it is not you. You are about to build a house and stand by it, and people will say, it is not you. You are about to build a temple that shall take 2,000 people, and people will stand by and say, oh, it is not them. It is not them. They know very well it is you, but they are saying it is not you. Receive the increase of God. Receive the increase of God. When the increase of God comes upon a person, that person receives an anointing for relevance and prominence. Relevance and prominence. And they come about because of unlimited favor. When God's increase comes upon a man, he ceases to be ordinary. He ceases to be average. People want to identify with you because of this increase. Esther chapter 2, verse number 12, 15 and then to 17. It says, now when each young woman's turn came up, are you listening to me? To go into King Ahasuerus after they had completed the 12 months preparation. Verse 15, he says, now when the turn came for Esther. Can I preach there a little bit? Can I preach there a little bit? He says that every woman's turn came. Your time will come. Yeah. I said, and your time has come. Yeah. He says, when every woman's turn came. Verse 15 says, when Esther's turn came. Can I prophesy to somebody who has been waiting for so long? Somebody who has been questioning the God of increase for so long. That as Esther's turn came, so shall your turn come. So shall your turn come. So shall your turn come. And when your turn comes, you will see the work of increase. The Bible says what? Well, when Esther's turn came, everybody, she said, last verse, she said, and Esther obtained favor in the sight of all who saw her. How is this possible? How is this possible? That everybody that sees you just loves you. How is this possible? We can experiment from here. From here even to the first light. Not everybody will like you. But the Bible says something. That when Esther's turn came, she obtained favor from all who saw her. Can I prophesy to somebody here? That you are about to step into unlimited favor. You are about to step into unlimited favor. You are about to step into unlimited favor. Look at that. Verse 18 is very interesting. Let me take it from here. He said that, then the king loved Esther more than all the women. Verse 18, he says, then the king made a great feast. The feast of Esther. Among the women that came, even the feast of the country was named after one. One girl who was a slave girl. One girl who had no expectation. One girl who had no hope. The king preferred her more than everybody. And the king named the feast after her. Between now and 31st, there shall be a feast in your honor. Between now and 31st, there shall be a feast in your honor. In the name of Jesus. Say, my time has come. Say, my time has come. Say, my time has come. When you are in Christ, there is no special day that you wait for something to happen. When you are in Christ, there is no special time. Any day can be a prophetic day for you. Any time can be a prophetic time for you. When you are in Christ Jesus. Listen to me. When you are in Christ, there is no special day set aside for anything, because any day can be a special day for you. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, he says, we then, brethren, beseech thee not to take the grace of God in vain. For it is written, in an appointed time have I heard thee. In the day of trouble or salvation, have I succored thee? Behold, now is the appointed time. Or say, Emripemunu metio. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When you go to a hospital, the doctor says, come back in 1 month time. That is an appointment. Cancer appointment. Now, before the 1 month, when you have pain in your tummy, that you cannot wait, what do? You don't wait for 1 month. You have to go to the hospital. Now, when you get to the hospital, even though they know you are supposed to come in 1 month, even though they know and they have recorded that you are not supposed to appear here but 1 month time, but when you get there, because of your present disposition, because of the pain and the embarrassment you are in, even though you were appointed for 1 month, the hospital does not send you back. The hospital has engineered another system, and that system is supposed to take care of people who cannot bear their pain anymore. That system is supposed to take care of people who said, enough is enough. I cannot wait for another 1 month. And so when you get there, because of your present pain, I'm looking for somebody who is tired. I'm looking for somebody who is tired. You are tired. You are tired. You are the one I'm looking for. Because November has ended. In January, we told you God to do it. And November has ended. And he still hasn't done it. Yes, I'm looking for people like that. That there is another place you can go to. There is another place you can go to. It is called the emergency. That even though you have paid, even though you are supposed to come in 2 months' time, even though you are supposed to be seen in 6 months, because of that pain, when you will enter into that place, they will take care of you. And do you know how it happens? They will call the same doctor. And that same doctor will have people lined up from morning waiting to be seen. You see, this is where overtaking happens in Christianity. Because people's appointment day was your emergency day. People's appointment was your emergency. And even though they have been there since morning, because of your pain, the moment you enter there, the doctor leaves them. And everybody seems to understand that the doctor should leave them, even though they've been sitting for so long. Why? Because there's somebody screaming in the emergency. I prophesy to somebody who has been at the bottom of this situation that God is bringing you into a spiritual ER. God is bringing you into a spiritual ER. That you are entering into that increase of God. And you are going to receive relevance. And you receive prominence. This is the work of favor. When you don't have favor on your head, man cannot favor you. When you don't have favor on your head, you are not favorable. Isaiah chapter 61 verse number 9. He said, thy descendants shall be known among the world. He said, and thy offspring among the nations. And all who see them shall say, these are the posterity whom the Lord has blessed. I want to preach to you that there is a group of people who have been marked by God. That the 3 generations from them cannot be average. He says, your children shall be known. Say, my children shall be known. Say, my children shall be known. He says, and your children's children shall also be known. He says, and everybody that sees them, everybody, that is the emphasis. It is not a group of people. It is not one sect of people. It is not your country people. He says, everybody that sees them shall say, yeah, these are the children whom the Lord has blessed. I bring you into the realm of the Lord's favor. Everybody that saw Esther, all that saw her, she obtained favor in the sight of them. How is this possible? Scripture says in Isaiah chapter 60, verse number 22, I read. He said, a little one, say a little one, shall become a thousand. A small one shall become a strong nation. Hide the Lord, I will hasten it in his time. Can I teach you? How does a little one become a thousand? How does a small one become a strong nation? The answer is there by the God of increase. He says, I will hasten it. The Lord said to you, the prophet said, what do you see? I see an almond tree. He said, you have seen well. I will hasten my word to perform. I bring you into the hastenings of God.
Oh, I need a prophetic group of people. May you enter the hastenings of God. May you enter the hastenings of God.
There is a realm that when you get into, that is the hastenings of God. There is a realm that when you enter into, I know a woman called Ruth who had married a man for 10 years without children. 10 years. And the man died. And then her father-in-law also died. The woman married another man called Boaz. Hey, the day she married Boaz, the Bible says the first time they were sleeping together as man and wife, God came. Ruth chapter 4 verse 13. New Living Translation says, and God enabled Ruth and she conceived. I have a question for you. What is God doing by the bedside of a man and woman having sex? I am saying that there is a realm that when you enter the hastenings of God. The hastenings of God. It is not by might, it is not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. He said, horses are prepared for battle, but victory comes from the Lord. Can I preach it to you? He said, therefore, it is not of him that willeth of him, or rather, but God that showeth mercy. What is God doing by the bedside of a barren woman? Can I speak to somebody trying to conceive? Can I speak to somebody trying to receive something? That as you enter into the increase of God, you are receiving the hastenings of God. That is the hastenings of God. How do little things become thousands? Receive the anointing of a thousand. Me pesa what tia si ese? Yawa realm ubi wawa e yenipa huwa dire. Shwa sem ne se na ohene no edo esta esne emani nina. No yi ahincha o nifi vashti tiso. En wadi si esta tiso. En a wako oye national party. En wafre no the feast of Esther. En a mi sem komo yesu di imo. That you are about to be celebrated. Oh, anke men kura. You are about to be celebrated. You are about to be celebrated. You are increasing. You are increasing. You are increasing. It doesn't matter what is in your hand. And I'm telling you that this favor is not man-made. Because it's very difficult. Proverbs 10:22 says, "Ewuraden sira ne mani payo odefo obrenye juma won febin ka ho." He says it is the beraka of the Lord that maketh a man richer and added no sorrow. Enter into the hastenings of God. Job 28:7 or 27:8, he said that there is a path which the fowls of the air do not know, the birds of the air do not know, the vultures do not know, the lions have not trodden there before. There is a path. There is a place. Oh, can I preach it to you? There is a place. There is a place. Yeah. And what Job? There's a place. That the fire, he wasn't talking about birds. No, he wasn't talking about birds. He was talking about sun sumumwa. He was talking about demons. He says there is a place which no fowl knows. He said, I removed you from that realm. You say every day sometimes we can do deliverance for you. Some of you are here. We can do deliverance like one whole year. Every pastor that comes and touches you, something will happen. You have become a deliverance project. You are a thesis, a deliverance thesis. Every man that touches you, another pastor that touches you, it means that thing is not going. You see, what God was teaching me was that it's high time we don't have to cast the demon out. You understand me? We have to take you out of the realm where they are and take you into another place which no fowl knows, which the vulture's eye has not seen, which the lion have not trodden there. There is a certain place. Baby, where we're at, 90% of your prayers will not be about witches. Baby, baby, there is a blessing, God. The fowl there, talking about principalities, vultures. And scripture is saying, baby, wo ha, a baby, fu any entimu. Bema etunam ewiakete nani ehu. Go to the next verse. He said, the fierce lion, their whelp had not passed there before.
May God bring you into this place. May God bring you into this place. May God bring you into this place.
When you are there, then you have found the witness of God. When you are in that place, then you have received the endorsement of God. When you are in that place, then you have received the increase of God. And unlimited favor shall bring to you relevance, prominence, and attraction. I'm telling you, the same messages you are preaching here, the same messages you preach here, you are about to preach them to a global audience. You are a very smart boy. The same songs you have been singing here, when you come to rehearsal, by this same microphone, you can't even move left or right. You move small. Then somebody's there looking at you. That same song. Sometimes when you are singing, they are sleeping. Sometimes when you are singing, they say, don't worry about them. When you enter into this place, people will begin looking for you. You don't know. Receive that increase of God. Some of us have nothing. All you have is a certificate. Even that one is BEC. Even that one is aggregate 432. You don't have 06 and 07 like some of us. As for you, you are 19 and 20. BEC 20. SSYC 25. As for you, you are in the double digits. I prophesy for you. May double honor continue in your life. But, and then there are some of us here, there is nothing. Your mother has nothing than a little kiosk. All she has is the pure water she sells. I am looking for those people. It is those people I'm looking for. By the increase of God, I have entered into unlimited favor. And I have received relevance. I have received prominence. I have received attraction.
Anyawa hoarding.
Sɛ wobɛwura saa baabi no a mpete ani huhɔ a ɛhɔ no ɛno no take dedication ɛsɛ mbɛbere wɔ a mɛtumi aka kyerɛ ma woafirifiri de wotie si fam nanso afei deɛ mahu sɛ nyame so mmuei sɛ yɛnka nokorɛ bi ankyerɛ yɛbi bi a a little one shall become a thousand. If you are here and all you have is just a certificate, it is all you have. When they tell you, what do you have? You ask for you, is it just EV, WASI? Then you say, yes, I have WASI and God. Yes. As for you, it's just you're a pure water seller's daughter. No problem. I'm a pure water seller's daughter and God. And you are entering increase. You see, you are entering increase. I'll tell you about four people and I'll pray with you. One of them is a depressed widow. Say a widow. And I tell our second person is a prince. Say a prince. And the third person, they are these physically challenged people. Say challenged. And then the fourth person I tell you is about anointed man. Say anointed. Second Kings chapter 4, verse number 1-6. A widow who wanted to die ran to the prophet. Hey, man of God! When him say, who senior prophet? What do you mean? And so. What they cut with you. The only inheritance they left that woman was debt. I'm talking to some of you. Your father didn't leave you anything. And so you realize that you have nothing. I thank God for this thing. You have to meet the God of increase. Second Kings 4. He says that the widow said that they are coming to take the children. There is nothing. He said, what do you have? I'm looking for some people. The woman had gone through so many pains in life that even what she had, she thought it was worthless. What do you have? I have nothing except this little oil. It's something. That little thing in your hand is something. That little thing is something. He said, go and borrow. Sometimes this God of increase will let you do certain things that will make you feel a bit awkward. Go and borrow empty things. Everybody was laughing at her. But when she entered her house and met the God of increase. Now, I told you my sermon title was called The Increase of God and Your Expectation. So I'm not coming to the expectation. That he said, go and borrow. Don't borrow a few. God of increase, God of increase, God of increase. But your expectation is so small. Your expectation is too small. Your miracle, can you hear me now? Your miracle will respond to the limit of your threshold. Go and borrow. Do not borrow a few. She borrowed up to the level of her expectation. That was a blank check. I will not stop borrowing. But she borrowed just a few. And she, because the vessels filled her house. How could God tell you borrow? And you borrowed and they could fill your house, but you they didn't even overflow outside. I'm talking to you. As for the increase of God, it's your banker. As for favor, it's your banker. Isaiah chapter 3 verse 10 says, say to the righteous, it shall be well with them. And say to the righteous, it shall be well with them. You. Jesus never healed anybody outside the level of his faith. Your miracle will respond to the level of your expectation. How much are you expecting? Borrow. I want to challenge you. He has not changed since Adam. It is not you. Most of the things we are looking for, money, one single check can do for you. But you see, you have to borrow. Because the vessel she borrowed filled her kitchen. That's what I don't understand. Because she thought that the oil she had in her hand was going to rise up and be full. Tio. Ankoswo. It was the same oil, that same certificate, that same marriage, that same song, that same preaching. Nothing will change, that same one. But the more you are pouring it out, you realize it is never running out. That was the miracle. That was the miracle. She poured and she realized it was not getting empty. Not that the vessel was getting full. No. God doesn't need to increase what is in your hand to make you receive the miracle. God can still work with the little in your hand. And she poured. And she poured. And the more she was pouring, she said, give me another vessel. Give me another vessel. She had encountered the God of increase. Such unusual favor and fruitfulness. It kept coming one after the other. Then she cried, give me another vessel. Then when the vessel finished, then the oil ceased. So what was left was still the original one she had. Yes, her vessel did not become empty. That same thing did not run out. I want to speak to you. That little thing you had that men have despised, that same thing, that thing will fill vessels. It will fill vessels. It will fill vessels. In the name of Jesus. I tell you about the prince. So, the moment the level of expectation ended, the increase of God ended. That's what I want you to know. That this increase and unlimited favor, it has a limit if you put a limit on God. So you see, your favor is small favor, it's micro favor. It is never unlimited favor. You get favor in this one, you don't get favor in the other one. But I pray for you, between now and the benediction, may you enter the realm of unlimited favor. 1 Samuel chapter 14, I'll tell you the story. See, now it happened one day that Jonathan, the son of Saul, said to his young man who bore his armor, come, let us go over to the garrison of the Philistines that is on the other side. But he did not tell his father. Because he did not tell his father. See, verse 2, said, Saul was sitting. Let's all read that one, go. He and how many people? How many people? Doing what? So let me tell you the story. So Saul was sitting with how many men? They were sitting under a tree, planning how to invade the Philistines. Then Jonathan and how many people? And one servant. They decided that, look, let's go. Whilst Jonathan was going, now verse number 6-7. Then Jonathan said to his armor bearer, let's go to this camp of the uncircumcised. For it may be that the Lord will work for us. For there is no restraint with God to deliver by few or by many. Well, see, enyenya midini. Sawadiki tuwe bibaji mkwa. And now I see the bebre bibaji mkwa. Eskafonka, amen. Enyenya midini. Eti adia na Saul. Eni soja for 600. Eti diasi dwini honsa di ombe yenu no. Abrantia bako. Eni ni associate pastor. E sorry ye. And one more catcher, one more say, I do a kawetra or home. Kawetra or home, I do my phone and foul. One must say, Missy Kawetra or say, and yen ya midden. So I did it well be by Jimmy. And now I did be pretty by Jimmy. Where could Kawetra or home? Awarena and ye, Kawetra or home, and yen ya midden. So I did a crabby by Jimmy. Praise the Lord. The Bible says that when they entered into the camp of the Philistines, I think verse 13, 14, it says, and the men started falling down before Jonathan. One fighting son, come on. One tripia. What said the men started falling down before him? Anybody trashing any man? Nana kwa no dine chinimum at the second ekumon. What made the soldiers, that 600 men and Saul, were thinking how to overcome? What made them start falling down before a young boy? The God of increase. And would I decano? What trash he say? Soldiers started falling without a touch. Then his servants was killing them. It's not the end. The Bible says immediately there was an earthquake in the entire region. Just because somebody took his expectation a little bit far. His father were planning. He said, don't worry, I will deal with this. I pray for you that you will move a step further. Yes. I say, may you move a step further. Yes. I say, may you move a step further. Yes. May you move a step further. Yes. Lastly, I'll tell you the story and then I'll close. Four men were physically challenged and they stood by a gate in Syria. Then they said, 2 Kings 7. And then they said that, why are we sitting here till we die? Let's go. Let's go. God may save us. You know the story of the lepers. When they were going, the Bible says that God made the Syrian army hear the footsteps of an army. In quarter 4, no only 90. But God gave them sound. I want to prophesy to somebody that the place you are lacking, because not one, their toes were cut off. So you cannot hear sound when they are walking. But God increased the little sound they had. And it became like the sound of an army. And an entire army ran away because of physically challenged people. Say, Nyami, when won't you be my friend? Say, Nyami, when won't you be my friend? You may not have the requirements for the miracle, but the miracle will happen regardless. John chapter 2. What's the yes, we're called wedding. What do one mom say? Why no, a son? Mary said, "Your baby will be a monya day. Monya. I don't America, sir. If you said that Mary nim, say Yesu, ninya nkupon on dini hamo. Because once she was a 17-year-old girl, who before she got she did her marriage, she found herself pregnant, and she was able by the grace of God not to be put to shame. So she knew, I know, that next time when we meet, you will have a testimony on your lips." Says, what do you have? They said they have water. He said, take the water. For God, there is no difficulty with God to deliver with few or with many. In Siono, without sugar, without Vimto, without dye, without distillation and filtration, water metamorphosed instantly into wine. It is not possible. But it is possible in the realm of God. Instantly, they received wine. 2 Kings, when you read 3, Elisha said to the prophet, to the king, they were very tired. They needed water. And then he said, go and dig ditches. So he said, go and dig ditches. For there is no difficulty with God. Okay? He says, you neither see wind nor rain, But this valley
shall be full of
water. Or see, you will not see wind. You will not see rain. But the miracle you are looking for shall happen. What did I tell you? You don't have what it takes, but the miracle is about to happen. Are you ready? Are you ready?